Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Public Health and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was revealed in our last episode that Bibi had taken an overdose of sleeping tablets and had been hospitalized. Her children, Sunita and Anil, returned home and promised to remain until she recovered. Catalina confronted Simon about his disrespectful behavior towards her. They had a heated argument and Auntie Myrtle had to intervene. Eventually, Simon apologized and pledged his love and commitment to make Catalina his wife. But now, as we return to Murondoy, it is morning at the Boston's.
Morning, babes.
Morning.
What happened? Rhonda, you ain't feeling well again?
Aubrey, today's the day.
The day?
I have to go back for the pap smear results.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look, I sure everything will be alright.
Yeah, I want to believe that too, but I got to face the facts. Something wrong with me.
Look, whoever the results, we gonna face it together. You coming back to the States next week with me, and we gonna face it together.
Yeah.
And whatever treatment you need, I gonna spend if it's me last dollar to see that you get
but
it.
But you know, if it's cancer, then there's
put
not
them thoughts out your mind, man, Randall. It's not cancer.
Look, I don't want to have to.
Daddy, mommy,
come in, Unique.
Morning.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby girl.
Just checking to see if you're all awake. We gotta start preparing to go to the doctor.
Yeah. We were just talking about it.
Well, y'all gotta come and eat breakfast and let me start getting ready now.
Okay, mommy.
Daddy, you funny.
We coming just now, dear.
Hurry. We don't have time to waste.
Babes,
hmm.
I promise you, everything gonna be just fine.
Oh Lord, what a weight off me shoulders. The pap smear say everything okay with me.
Well, I wasn't expecting it to be any different for you, Granny.
It's because I old and ain't got a fella. You forget baby mother discovered cervical cancer in she old age.
Well, yeah.
Well, I had every cause to be worried, girl.
Yeah, true. Anyway, my test came back normal too, and I'm so relieved.
So you the worried too?
Well, remember, early sex puts you at risk, and plus my HIV status puts me even more at risk.
Well, yes, that's true.
So it means I have to make sure I screen often.
In any case, if they find any cancerous cells at this point, they could have treated it.
Yeah, it's when the symptoms start, you're in trouble.
Cervical cancer is a silent killer, I tell you.
That's why women need to make sure they keep checking up.
Well, no, we just got to wait and see what happened with your mother.
Yeah. Mommy.
Miss Boston, we have discovered that you have served...
I knew it. Oh, God, oh. Why me?
All right, Rhonda, all right. Calm down.
Aubrey, oh, gosh, I'm dead.
Miss Boston, please listen for a minute.
Babes. Come on, listen to the doctor.
What gonna happen to you, Nick? What gonna happen to mommy? Oh, why me? Why I had to end up getting cervical cancer?
Miss Boston, you do not have cervical cancer.
What?
Wait a second, doctor. But you mean I don't understand.
You don't have cervical cancer.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You see, I told you, babes. I told you everything was going to be all right. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to give my life to God now. Oh, God, Jesus.
What I was about to say is that you have a condition called cervicitis.
Cervicitis?
Man, Granny, I'm getting nervous. Mommy and Daddy dying along with the doctor.
Well, maybe it's true.
Don't say that.
I don't want to believe it either, but maybe Rhonda got cancer for truth.
Mom, Granny, no. That can't be. Mommy got to be all right.
Well, we can just got to make the best of the time she got left. If it's a year or two.
Please stop it. Nobody ain't gonna tell me that my mother only got a year or two for live.
You need to sit down.
How are you supposed to sit down? This is my mother life we talking about.
Rhonda's strong. She can fight anything.
Yeah, she can fight anything. But where that gonna leave me? Life ain't gonna give me a break?
Unique.
I mean, gosh. How much things I supposed to go through?
Unique, don't raise your voice in the people place.
No, I refuse to accept it. I got raped at 14 and got HIV. Now you gonna want to tell me my mother only got a year or two for left? I refuse to accept that. I won't be able to survive that.
Come, my child, come.
Granny.
All right, Baba. All right.
It's like this family can't catch a break.
The Lord didn't give you more than we could bear.
Mommy got to be all right. She just got to be.
All right.
Cervicitis is inflammation of the cervix.
Oh my God.
So this is something that could cure, right, doctor?
Yes. Cervicitis can be treated with antibiotics or antifungal medication.
But doctor, how I end up getting this?
Well, there are several causes. Cervicitis can be caused by bacterial imbalance in the vagina. That's when there are more unhealthy bacteria than good bacteria. This is also known as bacterial vaginosis.
Okay.
It could also be because of hormonal imbalance. Low estrogen or high progesterone can affect the body's ability in maintaining healthy cervical tissue.
Wow.
So, what is Rhonda's case?
Hold on. I'm not finished with the causes as yet. Allergies to spermicides, latex condoms, or douches can also cause the infection. It is also possible from irritation or injury from tampons or birth control like diaphragms.
Well, I know that's not the cause of me own. I don't use either of them two things.
Okay. Well, severe infections can be caused by sexually transmitted infections.
What?
What do you mean sexually transmitted infections, doctor?
Infections such as gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomoniasis, genital herpes, or mycoplasma can cause cervicitis.
Wait a minute, doctor. Talk English. You mean I could have a sexually transmitted infection that caused this?
Yes, but like I mentioned early on, it's not...
Aubrey! You do this to me.
What? Rhonda?
You come to Guyana with a big dirty woman last year during the Jubilee, and it's you who do this to me.
Rhonda, what are you talking about?
I should have never trust.
All right, okay. Why don't we discuss this?
Rhonda, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any sexually transmitted infection.
Well, then it's who else? You're the only man I've been with within the last few years.
Some sexually transmitted infections, like chlamydia, for example, show no symptoms until months later. Sometimes no symptoms at all.
So wait, doctor. You mean all this while I could got this thing?
It's possible. But we should not jump to conclusions because none of you have tested for any...
This is all on you, Aubrey. Months of suffering. This is all on you. I don't know what you're doing in America while I hang out waiting for you like a fool.
Rhonda, I swear, I don't be running around America with women.
We could do the test to determine whether...
Do all of them. Do all of them. Just as simple, you could end up giving me HIV, Aubrey. After everything we thought of going through, how could you be so foolish?
But Rhonda, you're accusing me and you have no evidence.
The evidence is the woman you come to Guyana with last year.
Ay, father.
Let me get the test done, doctor. And just give him the treatment so I could start to feel normal again.
Ever in our area, please stop by.
Aubrey's, what happened?
Mommy?
Nobody say a word to me or disturb me.
Aubrey, what happened?
I thought mommy would have been happy seeing that she doesn't have cervical cancer.
Yeah, is what you do, Aubrey?
I don't know that I do anything, Miss Dino. But Rhonda seemed to believe I responsible for she condition.
What is again?
Something called cervicitis.
Well, what is this? I never hear about that yet in my life.
I came across it online when I was researching mommy's symptoms. Oh, shoots.
What you need?
I think I know what's going on.
Wanna?
Rhonda think I give she something when I come home last year, and she think it's that cause the cervicitis.
Well, Lord, what is this?
Yeah, this we said online. But there's other causes too. Could be allergies or irritation or imbalance.
And that's what the doctor explained to we. But Rhonda ain't listening. She convinced is the woman from last year.
Well, I tell you, from one thing to the next. Old house pan old house. Old house pan old house.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality healthcare regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical record should remain confidential. Hope Foundation has provided psychosocial support in Region 7 for the past 21 years and remains committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status. Remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, please contact Hope Foundation on 455-2479 or visit them at the U Choice Center, Montgripa Hill, Bartica. Your health is yours. Handle with care.
Here's how we can conserve energy and preserve the environment. We can recycle our waste by separating our garbage into various categories such as plastics, paper, metal, and industrial waste. Some of these items can be reused in its present or altered form. We should also use more fabric or paper bags instead of plastic bags when shopping. For more information on how to separate your garbage, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.